The Nikki Byrne Show.
With Jenny Green.
The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green.
Yeah. 2FM.
There are at least 1.5 billion people on the planet who are learning or want to learn English. So, if you're a native English speaker who wants to travel the world while earning an income, well, then you might want to listen up. Kate Popova is the work and travel specialist for the TEFL Institute of Ireland, and she joins us now to tell us about teaching English as a foreign language and how it can take you around the globe. Morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Great, thank you very much. Have I pronounced that right, Popova?
You have, Popova.
Popova, okay. Where is that from, by the way?
My father's Macedonian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. Is Macedonia getting as hot weather at the moment as we're getting?
Jesus is pretty close to it anyway.
Yeah. Okay, tell us, what is a TEFL course? What is that all about?
So TEFL, I suppose a lot of people don't really know much about it. Even the taxi driver on the way in from the station, he said to me, what's TEFL? You know?
Thought it was a frying pan.
Yeah. Probably. You would be surprised. Honestly, the amount of calls we get.
I thought this was a cookery course.
Honestly.
This is supposed to be non-stick.
And they say, hi, is that TEFL? And
like, no.
Oh, we get so many different things. But anyway, it's teaching English as a foreign language. So basically learning English without the translation. So you're using body language, miming, things like that for somebody, for a non-native speaker to become fluent.
God, it's just, I'm trying to imagine going into another country, sitting in a room with people who, let's say they don't speak any English and I don't speak their language. So you're not really then constructing, I presume, sentences, like there's no kind of verbs, nouns. It's more objects, is it?
It depends on the level you're doing. But you kind of have to be an entertainer. You know, you have to stand up and entertain the class as well as teaching.
Yeah.
And it's something as basic as pointing at objects. And obviously when their level goes up, it becomes that bit easier. But you are an entertainer and a teacher. Definitely.
Are you taught one? Have you been in situations where literally they have no English?
Yeah.
Like nothing?
Absolutely. And it's the toughest thing. I'll tell you now, 17-year-old Italian boys who don't have a clue. It's the hardest situation you'll ever
be in. And they probably a lot of times aren't that bothered learning anyway.
Oh,
what do you start with? 17-year-old Italian boys, what do you pick up a bottle and say, bottle, what do you do?
Well, they should have a basic level of English, but you know, some people don't. They're just not interested. Their parents send them there to learn and you're stuck with them in the class. So you could be starting off with things like your name, you know, you're pointing at things, starting with a bottle of water. It's as basic as that. But I'm telling you, Italian boys, not my thing.
I'd say so they've got their own jokes going on amongst themselves in their own language.
At least you can't understand them. It's probably better. So tell us about why do most people do the courses in the first place?
Yeah. So I suppose number one reason being people want to travel. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, very easy way to do it and an exciting way to do it. You know, you can fund yourself head off. It's really an amazing opportunity. Or you could have people like myself who are quite interested in teaching anyway. And you just want to do it with a bit more, I don't know, a bit more oomph, I suppose. A full moon party here or there, you know, that kind
and
of thing.
And you don't need any, there's nothing that you need in order to do this. Like, can anybody, could I go in and do this course?
Yeah, of course you could. As long as you speak fluent English.
No, sorry, you said you had to be an entertainer. No chance.
That's nasty now. It's only my first day back. All right, I'll do the jokes.
Okay.
So anyway, so you need to be, obviously, you need to have fluent English. Do you ever have somebody in that is just so shy and kind of quiet that you're thinking, I'm not sure if this is for you?
Yeah, it's not going to work if you're shy.
Okay.
You need to be confident. Not even confident, but you need to be able to speak in front of a class. I mean, that's the toughest part of it, really. It's getting yourself into the classroom for the first time.
I actually could think of nothing worse. I would just die.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, it's really hard. But after a while, you really do get used to it. And you end up loving it then.
And what made you get into it in the first place? When did you kind of start?
Oh, since I'm about forever, I've wanted to travel for sure. So I always was trying to find a way to do something. I was thinking, okay, an air hostess or working abroad or something I can do. And initially, I was planning to do primary school teaching, and I ended up doing a placement abroad in Malta for a couple of months, primary school teaching, and I ended up teaching an English class. And I said, "Feck that, never going back. I'm staying abroad," and that's how I continued.
So, what countries have you now been in teaching English?
I started off in Malta for a couple of months, Istanbul, back to Malta for a year, a bit in Germany, and a bit in Ireland as well. I did a year in Ireland as well. So,
tell me as well, the amount of people that want to speak English around the world is getting more and more and more. And why is that?
I suppose there's like 1.8 billion, I think, is the figure of people actively learning English. I suppose business, tourism, It's the universal language, you know. Think about it. You're going on your package holiday to Thailand, for example, okay? You get on, you get into the airport. All these people have to learn English. They have to be able to speak English to make money. Mm-hmm. You get into the car, into the taxi. He needs to know English. You get to your elephant sanctuary. The people in the elephant sanctuary need to speak English. It's just...
No,
it's
the elephants aren't speaking English.
You never know.
You never know.
Now, for people who are thinking, because I'm sure there's a lot of people listening at the moment who are thinking, that would be, it sounds ideal. I'd love to head off. What kind of money can you look to be earning?
Yeah. So that is the magic question. I suppose if you're, it depends on where you're going for sure. If you're looking at South America or Asia, places like Thailand, you're looking at about 1,000 to 1,200 a month, and I know that doesn't sound like a lot to
us. 1,000 in Thailand a month, you would live like a king.
A king, yeah. 1 euro beer.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. And then you can kind of go completely different and go to the Middle East, Saudi, Dubai, and you're making up to 4,000 euro a month tax free, which is bananas. You know, it's a lot of money.
Wow, that is a lot.
Accommodation, airfare, all that is included. Now, you do have to, I suppose, compensate your lifestyle a bit going to the Middle East, but.
And how many, do you know, I know it would obviously vary. Would you be working full days for that kind of money, or does it, is it maybe just a couple of hours here or there?
25 hours.
Okay.
I mean, that's not a lot.
So you can get paid and still have time to go and travel and see the country that you're in.
Your lifestyle is, you know, 9 to 3, out the gap, swim in the sea.
What about in Ireland? You were saying you taught in Ireland as well.
I taught for a year in Galway in a language school. Pretty much same setup, but you do get to travel a bit more. You get to do excursions. You know, you do things that you've never actually see.
Like, any dangerous? Your money doesn't go as far here.
Yeah.
That's the only problem.
Yeah. But we have the sunshine here.
Yeah, exactly.
We do now.
Exactly.
But you're right in terms of English. I was just thinking, I know it's the, isn't English the universal language of airlines and captains and pilots around the world have to be able to speak, even Chinese pilots and stuff have to be able to speak
English. We're lucky actually that we just naturally have it as a language, I think, to be honest. Now, how much does it cost if people want to take part and do the course? Is it, are we talking a lot of money?
No, very, very reasonable, to be honest with you. Our courses range from about 139 all the way up to about 300 euro. So, I mean, when you think about it, you pay this amount of money. It's a bit of an investment, but you're making it back in your first month.
And how long does it take to complete the course?
On average, depending on how you work, about 10, 11 weeks.
Okay.
It's not bad at all.
What are some of the things a student might want to consider? We kind of touched on this, but I have here in front of me, do you want to travel? Am I an outgoing person? But one says, do I love curry and do I learn, like, want to learn a new language?
Yeah, you have to be open to new cultures and new food, you know?
Right.
And new experiences for sure. And you have to be outgoing and want to make new friends. Again, it doesn't work if you're shy.
Okay. So open-minded, ambitious,
that
type of stuff. And willing to travel, obviously.
Exactly.
I'd say it's a great experience for people as well. So it's not, just before we finish, for anyone listening, it's not just for students or recent graduates. Some kind of, you know, older people may wish to do it as well, who are looking for maybe a change and don't have a lot going on in their lives.
Initially, people think, okay, students, graduates, that's for TEFL. But we have a lot of people actually, say, who've just retired or taking a sabbatical, who want to do something different, and they go down that path.
How do they find out more? Is there a website or something people go
to? Very simple, tefl.ie, so TEFL.ie. You know, go on there. We also have a Facebook page and Instagram page, so you can contact us there as well.
Fantastic. Kate Popova, thank you so much. The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green.